640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. There was a big Friday night court turnaround in that closely watched Texas abortion case. The latest from Len Cannon of KHOU TV.
The Texas Supreme Court has blocked a Travis County court's ruling that would have allowed a Dallas mother to get an abortion. That's according to the Center for Reproductive Rights, which is representing Kate Cox. Her Houston doctor says her unborn baby is unviable and is putting Cox's life at risk by forcing her to carry it to term.
In Las Vegas, after this week's mass shooting at UNLV that left three faculty members dead.
Our emotions are swinging like a pendulum. It appears sometimes at one moment that people are fine, and then the next moment it feels like they're being knocked down by a tidal wave of grief and pain.
University President Keith Whitfield, UNLV, is now scrubbing in-person fall final exams. In the aftermath of an earlier high-profile mass shooting, a Michigan teenager has been sentenced for killing four classmates, wounding seven others in 2021. Correspondent Jennifer Kuiper.
Relatives of students gunned down at Oxford High School and some who survived gave impact statements. Kylie Osage says she thought she heard a balloon pop and fell to the ground.
And I realized what had just happened. I was just shot. I thought I was going to die.
Ethan Crumbly, who pleaded guilty to first-degree murder and terrorism charges, tells the court,
I am a really bad person. I have done terrible things that no one should ever do.
The 17-year-old has been sentenced to life in prison without parole. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Ethan Crumbly's parents await their own criminal trial. Jennifer and James Crumbly have been charged with four counts of involuntary manslaughter. They are pleading not guilty. A TV and film star of an earlier era has died, Ryan O'Neill, dead at 82. A look back at career highlights, CBS's Frank Settapani.
He first gained fame in the 1960s, starring in the primetime TV soap opera Peyton Place.
Dr. Rossi?
Yes, I'm Rodney Harrington.
But it was the 1970 tearjerker Love Story that made Ryan O'Neill a movie star. The film earned him an Oscar nomination, and he followed it up with some well-regarded comedies.
On his way to California for campaign fundraisers, President Biden stopped off in Las Vegas, offering some transportation improvement specifics from the big infrastructure bill he got through Congress.
Long last, we're building the first high-speed rail project in our nation's history, and it started here.
Wall Street finished up the trading week with Friday gains to come to its highest level in some 20 months, that following a stronger-than-expected report on the U.S. job market. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK, and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. There was a big Friday night court turnaround in that closely watched Texas abortion case. The latest from Len Cannon of KHOU TV.
The Texas Supreme Court has blocked a Travis County court's ruling that would have allowed a Dallas mother to get an abortion. That's according to the Center for Reproductive Rights, which is representing Kate Cox. Her Houston doctor says her unborn baby is unviable and is putting Cox's life at risk by forcing her to carry it to term.
In Las Vegas, after this week's mass shooting at UNLV that left three faculty members dead.
Our emotions are swinging like a pendulum. It appears sometimes at one moment that people are fine, And then the next moment, it feels like they're being knocked down by a tidal wave of grief and pain.
University President Keith Whitfield, UNLV, is now scrubbing in-person fall final exams. In the aftermath of an earlier high-profile mass shooting, a Michigan teenager has been sentenced for killing four classmates, wounding seven others in 2021. Correspondent Jennifer Kuiper.
Relatives of students gunned down at Oxford High School and some who survived gave impact statements. Kylie Osage says she thought she heard a balloon pop and fell to the ground.
And I realized what had just happened. I was just shot. I thought I was going
to
die.
Ethan Crumbly, who pleaded guilty to first-degree murder and terrorism charges, tells the court,
I am a really bad person. I have done terrible things that no one should ever do.
The 17-year-old has been sentenced to life in prison without parole. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Ethan Crumbly's parents await their own criminal trial. Jennifer and James Crumbly have been charged with four counts of involuntary manslaughter. They're pleading not guilty. A TV and film star of an earlier era has died, Ryan O'Neill, dead at 82. A look back at career highlights, CBS's Frank Settapani.
He first gained fame in the 1960s, starring in the primetime TV soap opera Peyton Place.
Dr. Rossi?
Yes.
I'm Rodney Harrington.
But it was the 1970 tearjerker love story that made Ryan O'Neill a movie star. The film earned him an Oscar nomination, and he followed it up with some well-regarded comedies.
On his way to California for campaign fundraisers, President Biden stopped off in Las Vegas, offering some transportation improvement specifics from the big infrastructure bill he got through Congress.
Long last, we're building the first high-speed rail project in our nation's history, and it started here.
Wall Street finished up the trading week with Friday gains to come to its highest level in some 20 months, that following a stronger-than-expected report on the U.S. job market. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
Hey, this is Jim Santel, the host of Morning Cannoli, our weekly review of significant events in the areas of law, government, and justice. Join us this Saturday, the 9th of December, for our 75th show. We'll begin unpacking Donald Trump's statements on the rule of law and what could happen in his America. Join us then.
Morning Cannoli with James Santel, every Saturday from 9 to 11 a.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. There was a big Friday night court turnaround in that closely watched Texas abortion case. The latest from Len Cannon of KHOU TV.
The Texas Supreme Court has blocked a Travis County court's ruling that would have allowed a Dallas mother to get an abortion. That's according to the Center for Reproductive Rights, which is representing Kate Cox. Her Houston doctor says her unborn baby is unviable and is putting Cox's life at risk by forcing her to carry it to term.
In Las Vegas, after this week's mass shooting at UNLV that left three faculty members dead.
Our emotions are swinging like a pendulum. It appears sometimes at one moment that people are fine, and then the next moment it feels like they're being knocked down by a tidal wave of grief and pain.
University President Keith Whitfield, UNLV, is now scrubbing in-person fall final exams. In the aftermath of an earlier high-profile mass shooting, a Michigan teenager has been sentenced for killing four classmates, wounding seven others in 2021. Correspondent Jennifer Kuiper.
Relatives of students gunned down at Oxford High School and some who survived gave impact statements. Kylie Osage says she thought she heard a balloon pop and fell to the ground.
And I realized what had just happened. I was just shot. I thought I was going
to
die.
Ethan Crumbly, who pleaded guilty to first-degree murder and terrorism charges, tells the court,
I am a really bad person. I have done terrible things that no one should ever do.
The 17-year-old has been sentenced to life in prison without parole. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Ethan Crumley's parents await their own criminal trial. Jennifer and James Crumley have been charged with 4 counts of involuntary manslaughter. They're pleading not guilty. A TV and film star of an earlier era has died, Ryan O'Neill, dead at 82. A look back at career highlights, CBS's Frank Settapani.
He first gained fame in the 1960s, starring in the primetime TV soap opera Peyton Place.
Dr. Rossi?
Yes.
I'm Rodney Harrington.
But it was the 1970 tearjerker love story that made Ryan O'Neill a movie star. The film earned him an Oscar nomination, and he followed it up with some well-regarded comedies.
On his way to California for campaign fundraisers, President Biden stopped off in Las Vegas, offering some transportation improvement specifics from the big infrastructure bill he got through Congress.
Long last, we're building the first high-speed rail project in our nation's history, and it started here.
Wall Street finished up the trading week with Friday gains to come to its highest level in some 20 months, that following a stronger-than-expected report on the U.S. job market. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Financial priorities. One of the most contentious provisions in the deal calls for freezing the number of diversity, equity, and inclusion positions, including those currently vacant, through December 31st of 2026 for 3 years. It would impact those providing DEI and academic services, as well as senior leadership. The system would then, through a mix of attrition and restructuring realignment, realign at least a third of the jobs currently filled to areas with primary focus on academic and student success. Overall, would impact 43 positions, according to the deal. The resolution also includes a cap on overall positions in the system, along with a pledge to following a U.S. Supreme Court ruling barring the use of race in admissions, among other things. In exchange, according to the reporting from WisPolitics, the Joint Committee on Employment Relations would meet by December 31st, this month, to approve a raise for UW employees, and the Joint Finance Committee would release $32 million in standing funding by the end of this coming February. The proposal also includes a series of capital projects that the legislature would approve. That includes funding for a new engineering building on the Madison campus. A spokesperson for Speaker Voss did not immediately return a call seeking comment to WisPolitics. Republicans nixed funding for a new engineering building to Madison's campus, and then Democratic Governor Tony Evers proposed in the capital budget. The GOP-controlled Joint Finance Committee then withheld $32 million in state funding as Voss sought the elimination of DEI positions. Voss said this fall that he would not allow, quote, another nickel, unquote, in state funding for the University of Wisconsin system unless the DEI positions were cut. Voss later offered to allow the pay raises to take effect if the university agreed to give the legislature final say over positions within the system. So this is very big news. And talking to some people with a lot of knowledge about this and talked on background, other people use the words negotiating with terrorists, because I think that's the best context you could put this into, because again, this is basically one person, Robin Voss, negotiating directly with Jay Rothman, the president of the system. And Voss supposedly representing the Assembly Republican Caucus. I'm not sure if he speaks for the Senate. He and Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux, a Republican, Lemieux came out earlier and said he didn't agree with holding back these raises. holding UW system employee essentially hostages. Didn't agree with it. So apparently this is Voss, and I don't think I'm misspeaking, Rothman today said that these talks were with Robin Voss. So that one person, essentially, Robin Voss, has made this deal with Jay Rothman. The Board of Regents will meet in a special meeting tomorrow to take this up. Rothman says he has a paper, on paper deal with Voss if the Regents approve this. We're going to run through this in Rothman's own words in just a minute. But I want to, and then this recap again from WisPolitics. We're going to have Rothman's own words in a second. So the deal includes a cap on the number of overall UW jobs. Number two, a pledge from the universities to follow the recent U.S. Supreme Court decision barring the use of race in admissions. Number three, the UW seeking philanthropic support for a professor who would focus on conservative thought, classic economic theory, or classical liberalism, depending upon the donor's interest. So basically, UW has to bring more conservative speakers onto campus. Next point, Madison agreeing to end a program after the current school year that seeks to recruit educators of color. Now, Chancellor Mnuchin from Madison said that was supposed to end anyway, her words, not mine. But they have to agree not to specifically go after educators of color. Next point, the university eliminating any requirement for a diversity statement in the system-designed admissions application. I can speak to this personally because a couple of years ago, I was looking for work. I applied for, three, four different positions within the UW system, communication type positions. And on there it said, and this is paraphrasing, people of color, LGBTQ, minorities, women, all encouraged to apply. We are, an organization that appreciates diversity and different voices, and you should apply. That's a paraphrase. Now UW system has to stop any mention of that. Other agreements in this agreement with Speaker Voss, the Republicans, and Jay Rothman, president of the system, according to WisPolitics. The university is supporting a proposed bill that would guarantee admissions to Wisconsin students who finish in the top 10% of their high school classes. And for the Madison campus, the benchmark would be the top 5%. Now, this one I agree on. I agree with that. That the high school kids, and it should not be just, from Madison or the Tony suburbs of Milwaukee. It should be any kid, whether you graduate from Ithaca in Southwest Wisconsin, unincorporated village, to Madison West. So that's in this agreement, that students who finish the top 10% of their high school classes have to be admitted to a UW system school. And for Madison, it'd be the top 5% in the graduating class. Also, other than the guaranteed admissions proposal, none of these provisions would require legislative approval or sign-off from the governor. And along with the pay raises, $32 million in state aid and funding for the engineering building. And we're going to go through more of these things that have been agreed upon in this breaking news. Again, the University of Wisconsin System President Jay Rothman has come to an agreement with Speaker Voss on the future of the UW system. We're going to hear from Rothman in his own words and the great questions from reporters on the other side. Don't go anywhere. A special report of the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Shaw WAUK.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its seven lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to a special edition, a special report of the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 20 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon on Friday, December 8th. Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer, glad to be with you on this breaking news Friday. Again, announced under an hour ago, University of Wisconsin System President Jay Rothman announced a deal on paper with Republican Speaker Robin Voss on the future of the University of Wisconsin system, including approval of pay raises for system employees, but it comes at a price. University agreeing to essentially, and this is Rothman's words, you're going to hear it in a minute. Nobody's getting fired. However, there are 43 jobs being, quote, reimagined, unquote. How would you like that? You're hired for a position, you're doing it, and you're told, you're not fired, but we're going to reimagine. So instead of helping veterans and non-traditional and minority kids find their way through programming and through scheduling, you're going to be helping out in the lunch line or, you know, giving tours of campus. I mean, I don't know. I mean, what does reimagining mean? We're going to pay you the same. You'll still have benefits, but you can't do what you went to school for and were hired for.
Right, exactly. That's what I was thinking as I heard it. Like, even right. If it is, if nobody's job is eliminated truly and they are just reimagined, did they even want to still work there if they're not doing what they came there to do?
Yeah, it's exactly right, Mr. Zommers. So here we're going to get, I know we've got Jack and Merrimack on the phone. Jack, hang on. We'll get to you. And if you want to call in, we're going to take calls here in just a bit. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. But I want to get these things out here because here's what else is in the deal. And this is, you ever heard of pork in politics? It's a pork project. It means that one legislator gets something specific for their district that nobody else gets, because they have the power to do it. Remember, the co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee, Howard Markline from Southwest Wisconsin, said he couldn't come up with $2 or $3 million to save the campus at Richland Center because, quote, just no money, unquote. No money. Couldn't do it. $2 or $3 million to save a two-year campus at Richland Center or in Washington County? Or in the Fox Valley? Nope, no money for that. But guess what Republicans did find the money for? Robin Voss gets in the deal for UW-Whitewater $78.5 million to renovate two buildings on the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater campus. Let me say that number again. 78.5 million dollars to renovate campuses at Whitewater. Now, why would Robin Voss be so interested in Whitewater? Well, let's check our notes, shall we? It turns out that Robin Voss is either the largest owner or one of the largest owners of student housing in Whitewater. Robin Voss doesn't make his money from his 50-some thousand dollar salary of being a legislator. He makes his money from being a small business owner selling popcorn and also from being a landlord of student housing. And people who have talked to us have said that student housing is not necessarily the best. Robin Voss is either the largest or one of the largest owners of student housing in Whitewater. And he gets $78.5 million of your and my money, our state taxpayer money, to renovate buildings in Whitewater. Now, maybe these buildings need to be renovated. I don't know. And that's fine. But what about the people in Richland County, Washington County, the Fox Valley, who lost entire campuses because they were told there was no money to save them? Also in the project, $79.2 million to renovate three student residences on the Madison campus. Also in the deal, $45.5 million to demolish various unused and uninhabitable buildings across the entire system. And there's a utilities project that's also in the deal. And it also approving tuition reciprocity that would require all tuition money for Minnesota students attending UW campuses to stay within the university. Again, thank you to WISP Politics for that outstanding reporting. We are all these details they put together. I had some of that, but they did a better job than me, so I wanted to give them credit and use their fine work. You can find other great reporting at wisppolitics.com. Now, if you're on the line, stay there because we're going to take this in a minute. But I want you to hear directly from Jay Rothman. These are what Rothman said his concessions were to Robin Voss.
There are several points that the speaker had raised in our conversations with him that reflected issues that he was concerned about. One being restructuring and realigning positions dealing with diversity, equity, and inclusion. Capping overall non-faculty positions in the universities of Wisconsin for a three-year period with some additional exceptions for student-facing and research positions. Three, guaranteeing admission to top high school students, high school graduates in Wisconsin, 5%, the top 5% for UW-Madison and the top 10% for our other institutions. And for some other issues that are set forth more specifically in the resolution that will be going to the regents for consideration tomorrow.
So that's what Rothman put out there as concessions. Mr. Zalmers probably don't have time to reply. On the other side, we're going to come back and give you in Rothman's own words the wins for UW. We're also going to take your phone calls as well. And also going to have the questions from some of the great reporters. One of the questions, we're just going to preview this a little bit. Todd Richmond, Associated Press reporter, asked Rothman, do you feel like you've been held hostage? I mean, he asked it. And you're going to hear what Rothman has to say. Also, A.J. Biaport, great reporter from CBS 58 in Milwaukee, said, what's changed in the last 48 hours when you were saying that there really wasn't any deal close to this? Great question as well. We've got Liam Behrens from the Daily Cardinal asking the concerns from the Democratic Black Caucus. And here's the one that'll knock your socks off. Kayla from the Cap Times, Hewan, I believe, from the Cap Times said, asked the question, were there any people of color sitting at the table when this deal was negotiated? Jay Rothman gives a stunning answer. I don't know how else to put it. A stunning answer. A deal has been reached. The Board of Regents will vote on it tomorrow. And according to the press conference, Governor Evers has said he will sign it if it goes through. What are your thoughts? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Back after this on the Todd Elbow Show on a special report on Civic Media's Radio Network.
The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. After a Texas state judge gave a go-ahead on Thursday for one specific abortion for medical reasons, despite strong abortion prohibitions there.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton sent a letter warning doctors against that order, asking the Supreme Court to block it immediately.
Which it did. That report from Nicole Baker of CBS News, Texas. The 911 tapes have been released following the mass shooting at UNLV this week.
A lot of shots and then screaming.
How many shots?
Six.
Three university faculty members were killed. President Biden stopped off in Las Vegas to note,
"Join the people across the country praying for the families of those killed whose hearts have been broken by yet another horrific gun violence."
Vladimir Putin has run Russia for about a quarter of a century now, and his war on Ukraine notwithstanding, he is running for election for another six-year term. The U.S. vetoed a proposed U.N. resolution to call for a humanitarian ceasefire in the Gaza war. CBS News Brief. I'm Tom Foti.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The amount of underage cigarette and vape sales in Wisconsin has more than doubled since 2019. That's according to the University of Wisconsin Survey Center, which sent underage customers to over 1,000 random retailers across the state. Around 13% of stores sold nicotine products to the underage customers. While federal law raised the minimum age to purchase tobacco in 2019, Wisconsin law has not, leaving some retailers confused about who they can and cannot sell to. While cigarette use has gone down in teens, vaping use has gone up. A new proposal would decriminalize having up to 14 grams of marijuana in Wisconsin. The bill would carry no jail time and drop fines to as low as $100. It would also give law enforcement more flexibility on a case-by-case basis. So far, the response among lawmakers has been mixed. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies today with scattered rain showers likely. High of 45, winds out of the west 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight, slight chance for scattered showers, 29. High of 33 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 45 degrees.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to a special report edition, breaking news of the Tom Ball Show on this Friday, December 8th, 2023, now 34 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Appreciate you being with us on this busy news Friday here across Wisconsin on Civic Media. Following this breaking news story from about an hour ago, University of Wisconsin System President Jay Rothman announcing that he has reached a deal with Republican Speaker of the Assembly, Robin Voss, on the future and the funding for the University of Wisconsin system. The big headlines that UW has agreed, the system has agreed to, in Jay Rothman's words, reimagine, quote unquote, reimagine 43 diversity, equity, and inclusion jobs and put a cap on overall administrative hiring for 3 years. 3 years, a hiring freeze on administration positions, and also take out any mention in their advertisement for other positions, anything about hiring minorities or women or anything else. And one of the best parts about this, I shouldn't say best in terms of like good, but most interesting, is that Robin Voss got $78.5 million. $78.5 million to renovate two buildings on the Whitewater campus, where he is one of, if not the largest owner of student housing in the Whitewater area. A little bit of a pork project there, wouldn't you say, for Robin Voss? We're going to get to your calls in a moment, so don't go anywhere. I appreciate you holding, but I want to get this all out there. Then we're going to take your calls for the rest of the hour. We played before the break Jay Rothman talking about the concessions that he made to Robin Voss. Here is Jay Rothman talking about the wins for UW.
As part of the agreement, the legislature would act on the following: approval of the pay plan no later than December 31, 2023 for all UW employees. Approval of the $32 million workforce proposal to add additional capacity in four high demand fields, including engineering, nursing and healthcare, business and finance, and computer and data science. Three, approve a new engineering building for Madison. Four, provide up to $45.4 million in funding to allow us to demolish some facilities that are no longer needed or are no longer habitable across the university system. Five, approve utility projects as set forth in our original budget request. Six, approve the Winther Heidi Hall renovation at Whitewater, which was a project specifically that the speaker wanted to have added to the list for enumeration. Seven, approve the renovation of three dorms at UW-Madison, which are in need of that renovation. And then finally, approve the Assembly Bill 140 that relates to the allocation of funds for under the reciprocity agreement, where Minnesota students are coming into Wisconsin. And it would really provide that the tuition dollars that are earned by our universities actually go back to those universities.
Did you hear Jay Rothman say it? In his own words, he specifically said, and of course he left out the number, right? I didn't realize the number until the great reporting from WisPolitics. $78.5 million that Speaker Voss wanted specifically for Whitewater. Jay Rothman confirming that in his own words.
I really think that was what clinched the deal.
Right. Of course it was.
My speculation, I'm not a politician or anything, of course, but just there's no way that the popcorn slumlord would agree unless he got personally a little raise every year for owning another source of income.
Right. No, it all, it's Jack O'Neill, my former professor in Platteville, like to say it all comes down to the dollar sign. It all comes down to that. Your phone calls are next, but hear one more cut and then your phone calls. So stay on the lines. Here is Jay Rothman talking about these diversity, equity, and inclusion programs being reimagined.
We have agreed to restructure approximately 43 DE&I positions, while also not increasing the aggregate number of jobs in DEI for 3 years across all of our universities. What is important to note in this is no one is losing their job. Rather, those positions are being reimagined into an area where they are focused predominantly on student success. As we have made clear publicly throughout this process, our commitment to DE&I remains. Diversity and inclusion are core values of our universities. But we are also open to changing how some of those positions can more directly benefit student retention and graduation. And as I mentioned, as part of the agreement, we would be realigning one-third of the current positions, which is approximately 43 positions to be realigned over the course of two academic years from DEI service roles into roles focused more broadly on student success. We also agreed to predominantly an overall freeze on administrative positions. We are well underway as we speak today about actively addressing structural deficits at a number of our universities while still preserving faculty positions that are essential to the educational experience. So we are making those reductions already, but this would simply put a cap on our administrative positions moving forward. Guaranteeing admission to our Wisconsin top high school students at our universities is not something we object to either, so long as it is done correctly.
Jay Rothman, president of the UW system, announcing this restructuring deal that he struck with Republican Robin Voss, the Speaker of the Assembly, saying that 43 diversity, equity, and inclusion positions are being reimagined, quote unquote, and that they would find other ways to bring about student success, as if DEI isn't helping with student success.
That is the entire purpose. And as I have said many times and will continue to say, I and other people in Gen Z at colleges, the only thing that we see for people protesting DEI is that they are not doing enough for students. Not that, oh, you're brainwashing all of us. It's that, oh, these marginalized people need more support.
Yeah. And that's a great Gen Z perspective. And I appreciate it, Mr. Zommers. What do you think about this so-called deal that's been struck by Jay Rothman at System, UW System, and Robin Voss, the Speaker of the Assembly? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You could also text us on the Civic Media app. Download it on your Android or Apple device. Let's go to Jack in Merrimack. Jack, thank you for being extraordinarily patient. Didn't mean to keep you waiting so long, but I wanted to get all of that out there for people to hear. Jack, the microphone is yours. What say you?
Thank you. First of all, I'm not sure what I missed, but there was a period of time when I couldn't hear what you were saying. So hopefully I'm not repeating a lot of this.
No, go ahead.
First thing that I want to say is the Republican legislature, run legislature that we've got, we can't give more money to this. We can't give more money to that. They ought to rename themselves the Republicans.
I like that.
Second thing I want to say is, gee, there's no money for the UW system, but there was an amazing $3,000 per student extra put into the budget for private school welfare. Private school vouchers.
Yeah.
It was part of that huge gift to schools. They also gave a huge gift to public schools of about a tenth that much. Of course, that's if the public schools can pass a referendum that will allow the people to tax themselves in that district more for that amount. this is, these guys, they've been in power so long and have had no consequences at the voting booth. And they just think they can push and shove and do anything that they want, and there will be no consequences. And that's the real problem we've got here. They're so arrogant mm-hmm. about this. And in addition, they just love to incite their base. So, oh, we're going to do away with diversity, equity, and inclusion because those African Americans, those immigrants, they're coming to take your place in the university. Mm-hmm. What a bunch of baloney. Those are programs that were designed to help people that actually can't afford to go to the university system because they've already cut so much money from the university system.
And Jack, I agree with you on Jack, and nothing wrong with helping, you know, ethnical minorities, but it also diversity, equity, inclusion also helps veterans who put on the uniform and are going back to school. It helps single moms and dads going back to school trying to better themselves. Diversity, equity, inclusion is not just about ethnicity. It's about all sorts of folks who might need a little extra help feeling more comfortable on a UW campus.
But you got to remember that those poor people that can't afford to go to school, that's their own fault.
Right. And that's where Jay Rothman said earlier a couple of weeks ago, where he specifically told chancellors, cut programs, particularly those serving low-income students.
Yep. That's my point. And pardon my sarcasm there.
No, but, I get it.
You know, there are so many people in particularly in this economy that are living paycheck to paycheck, and some of them by taking on 2-3 jobs because their minimum wage jobs. Wisconsin hasn't seen fit to raise the minimum wage, so it's 7 1/4 an hour. Unless you're a server, then it's 2.5 an hour roughly. Mm-hmm. And any tips you might be lucky enough to give, and the places that you work as a server are supposed to make up any difference. Well, I wonder, that's a very interesting calculation, I'll bet,
yeah,
to try to figure that out.
Right.
But, you know, these are people who are just trying to, as you point out, trying to better themselves by going and getting an education. The problem that, and this is the end of my rant, but the problem that I think Republicans see with this is that getting a good education, and as you point out, a liberal education that will allow you to do a bunch of different jobs well, also usually involves critical thinking skills and yeah, getting those. And that means that people with those skills are going to be able to look at, for instance, political candidates and say, what? This right. is ridiculous what this guy is saying. So, I think that's where all of this is really leading to, which is Trump's quote from, I think, 2016 in one of his Arizona rallies. He said something like, I love the poorly educated. Yeah. Well, that's the reason.
Right. No, so, I agree. I've been saying this for a while. Go ahead, Jack. Sorry.
That's the end of my rant for you, David.
They're great points.
As an educator with 40 plus years of experience, I'm retired now, mm-hmm. but I've just seen this, you know, going for all roughly since Ronald Reagan took office.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just gotten worse and worse.
Jack, always appreciate your comments. Thank you so much, my friend. Jack in Merrimack. If you'd like to weigh in, we welcome your calls. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. What do you think of this agreement, so-called agreement between Jay Rothman, president of the UW system, and Republican Speaker Robin Voss? We're take your calls probably after the break here in just a minute coming up on that. We're also going to be having the audio from the great questions by reporters from the Associated Press, from CBS 58 in Milwaukee, from the Cap Times as well, Wisconsin Public Radio, and I believe the Daily Cardinal as well. All some really, really great points. More on the other side. Don't go anywhere, as Matt Flynn says. We see you on the lines. Your phone calls are next. This is a special edition of the Todd Allbowles Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Listening to the Shaw, WAUK.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org, brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allbowles Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. A newsy Friday, as it were. We are covering this breaking news. University of Wisconsin System President Jay Rothman announcing he has reached a deal with the Speaker of the Assembly, Republican Robin Voss, and presumably the rest of the legislative Republicans, and Governor Evers, that Robin Voss will, in fact, release the pay raises to UW system employees as long as Jay Rothman genuflects and kisses Robin Voss's political ring. That may be a bit of an exaggeration, but essentially legislatively genuflect because of what Rothman had to give up here. By the way, Robin Voss gets a wonderful pork project for his area of the state. $78.5 million to renovate two buildings on the Whitewater campus. I wonder how that plays in Richland County, Washington County, the Fox Valley, where they closed two-year campuses, three of them so far. My guess is more to come because they just can't afford it. As Howard Markline, chairman of the Joint Finance Committee, Republican, said, there's no money. There's no money to save these 2 years.
And notably, at the time he said that, our state was running with about a $6.5-7 billion deficit. Or sorry, deficit.
Yeah. A surplus.
Surplus. Yes.
And according to the records now, the state has about a $4 billion surplus. So no money to save the two-year campuses for, you know, those low-income students that need it. But $78.5 million available to give a pork project to Robin Voss. Off the Facebook line, Bev in Richland County says, quote, this isn't negotiating with a terrorist. This is colluding with a terrorist. Rothman has proven that he does not have the UW system and the future of Wisconsin's youth at heart, unquote. I agree with that, Bev. Great comment. And she is someone who has followed this a long time as well. Let's go to your phone calls, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We'll also be getting to your text messages off the text line as well. But first, Ken in Stoughton. Ken, thanks for holding. What say you?
Hello, everyone. If you're waiting on this, I know you've talked about the Richland campus before. I am a member of the inaugural class of UW-Richmond back when it was Wisconsin State University Prattville Richmond branch campus. So 1967 when it first opened is when I was part of the first class that went there. And I would say that I would be the stereotypical student that they were looking for. I grew up in Sauk County on a farm in a house that did not have indoor plumbing. You know, basically took the bus to school, took the bus home.
Mm-hmm.
There was no way that I was going to go to a college, possibly Whitewater if I could drive, or possibly Prattville if I could drive. But the ability to go to a two-year campus at Richmond Center was the only way that I could afford to go to school. And there was, and then the expectation would have been to transfer to Prattville or transfer to Whitewater. I ended up transferring to UW-Madison and graduated there 2 years later. But there's, and then, you know, most of my high school friends were the same boat. I mean, they might not have all been from farms, but
sure.
rural Sauk County, you know, smart, cold kids, but not really well off enough to go and stay in a dorm or go out of state. I mean, it was the entryway for us, you know, little folks.
Right.
So I don't know if they lost track of their mission over the last 50 years. I mean, I know the, you know, the demographics have changed, but I still can't believe there's not enough students that are in the same boat that would like a two-year leg up. I mean, we didn't expect to get a certificate. We wanted to just get our first 2 years of general studies in and then go get a major. I majored in marketing. And,
sure.
Yeah, you know, it didn't matter what major was going to be. It just mattered that I was getting my English and my, you know, my math and what all you know, my general studies.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, can I?
I was in the original class.
Really appreciate the call, Ken. Ken from Stoughton, like myself, an alum of UW-Richland, and it's life-changing. For people to grow up in rural areas of the state, people who grew up in economically disadvantaged areas of the state, and the Republicans say there's no money. Jay Rothman says there's no money to help these two-year colleges, but $78.5 million found to help Robin Voss's area of UW-Whitewater. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, Sharky in Racine. Sharky, thanks for holding. What say you?
Hello. Thank you, gentlemen. I have an interesting document in my hand.
And what
and
is
it's
that?
Regarding some, it's basically the CCAP regarding Mr. Voss and Mr. Ladwick back in 78. I shouldn't say 78, but... back in 2010, there was a class suit which resulted in Voss changing the laws on responsibilities as a landlord. But I can give you the number. I can give you the number of the case, and we could roll from there.
Got about a minute and a half left here, Sharky. So the point is that he has a big landlord and owner in Milwaukee, correct?
Absolutely. Well, in Whitewater, he owned a lot of units in Whitewater.
Yeah.
And if you go to Walworth County case number 2010CV001475, Ladwick and Voss, you can see what happened here in this case. It was a phenomenal case, and it changed the laws once they went through the whole situation, and basically Voss could pretty much have a lot of leeway with the laws.
Mm-hmm.
So, but there's a lot of defendants here that actually won the case in this situation. So if you need to call me a little bit more on this, I can give you more details, but this is out of Walworth County Court.
Yeah. Appreciate it so much, Sharky. Thank you so much, Sharky and Racine. Look, that's public information, right? Public information. And Robin Voss has an absolute personal financial stake in the Whitewater campus, because he is a large, if not the largest, landowner of private student housing in and around the UW-Whitewater campus. And he ends up getting $78.5 million for renovations on that campus. And look, they might be needed. And if they are, that's fine. But my point is, what other legislator gets to help their campus? And forgive me if I'm a little salty, because Richland County, Washington County, and the Fox Valley were told there wasn't $2 or $3 million to save their campus. But somehow there's $78.5 million for Robin Voss. Back with your calls. Back with more cuts, verbal or audio cuts of great reporter questions and Rothman's answers in hour two. Don't go anywhere. Tom Lobel's show on Civic Media.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
There's excitement surrounding Carroll University basketball this year. Head coach Lindsey Schultz and the Pioneer women are fired up to deliver another winning season in the CCIW. You can catch all the action of every Carroll women's home game right here. Join Don Brown as he takes you from tip-off through all the game excitement on The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app.
Listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.